Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your local source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metcha. Great show this weekend. I've got my friends back in the studio, and we're going to talk about roofing because that's what everybody wants to discuss right now.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we're having a little bit of fun. We're doing this video. So for those of you who want to tune in, and you can check out the Flat at Home Show on Facebook. You can go to kjjr.com, or of course, I'm sure you guys are going to push this out there on Artisan Roofing
as well.
Yeah.
Yes, oh, definitely.
In the studio, we've got my good friend, JD Barton. You and I go way back.
We do, yeah. Thank you for having us back again. Yeah. We had such a great time last time. We just really wanted to come back and, you know, talk some more with you.
You've got some pretty cool stuff to talk about. Pretty cool, let's just call it accolade or recognition by perhaps the largest shingle manufacturer in the country?
One of the largest, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty cool when they reach down and say, hey, Nathan, we got some news for you. So Nathan Graff in the studio as well, founder, creator of Artisan Roofing, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. And JD, you partnered up a little while ago.
We did, yeah. January, and been rolling ever since. It's been fantastic.
One of the things we discussed in the last show, and before I get too far down the road here, guys, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So again, in the studio with me, Nathan and JD with Artisan Roofing. And guys, last time we were on the air and we were talking about Artisan Roofing, Nathan, you had mentioned something about how you drew this picture about how you go to the consumer's story or the homeowner's story, or give me that phrase one more time.
So we enter your story. Yeah. You know, you're not entering ours.
Right.
So when we are involved in any kind of roofing transaction, we're advising, we're not selling.
Right.
So we are always looking out for what's best for the homeowner, HOA, you know, director, whoever we're talking to.
Right.
So they have peace of mind.
One of the things that one of my big takeaways last time we were talking, because I'm a homeowner and I'm a realtor, so I show a lot of homes. And so oftentimes my buyers will ask for my opinion on things, and those things could include roofs. They'll say, what are your thoughts on this? I'm like, well, I'm not a roofer. However, I know a guy,
right?
and however, I will also, you know, provide my own personal opinion about things, right? And I'll say, well, actually we live in, as you know, JD, a high wind area,
yes,
right? And as a result of being in a high wind area and the fact that my home was built in 1996, when I bought the home, when my wife and I bought the home in 2021, we were, we found plenty of shingles in the front yard. At first I thought, well, it can't be my house because my house is perfect. Because every homeowner thinks that, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yes, of course, it always is.
Until it's not.
Yeah, until it's not, right? So I was thinking, oh, my neighbor's roof is falling apart, right? And then I actually realized that, oh, no, it's my roof is falling apart. So consequently, I've had you guys out there. And what I thought was a solution, which was, and I don't want to knock my metal friends here, however, I thought that metal was the way to go. I was like,
a lot
easy.
Of people do.
Correct.
They really do.
Sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Well, I get out there and JD's like, well, you know what? The wind in your area and metal are probably not going to work out very well. And you explain to me, like, metal has a wind rating of X, and these shingles that we like to install have a wind rating of greater than X.
Correct.
Yeah.
130 mile an hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
130 mile an hour.
And for 15 years. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yep. So that's going to hang around for a while.
Yeah,
it is.
Guys, let's go there real fast. We had mentioned at the top of the show, one of the largest shingle manufacturers has named you as a one percenter.
Yes, top 1% in the nation. We're the first Flathead Valley, you know, created roofing company that has been, you know, given, you know, this accolade 1%.
Wow.
We can start providing 25-year labor warranties starting in March.
25-year labor
yes,
warranty.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 50-year manufacturer.
Wow. I mean, does anybody even own, Matt, have you owned your home 50? Matt's not even 50. Right? So if we go back to before Matt was born. Yeah. Okay. So 50-year manufacturer warranty on the shingle, 25-year labor warranty.
Correct.
And it sounds like that's greater than what is considered normal?
Yeah. So a really good contractor can provide a 10-year labor.
Okay.
But top 1% provides 25-year labor warranty. You know, and that's a 25-year warranty against algae growth, 15-year against wind damage. So for 15 years, if you get wind damage to your roof, you're not calling your insurance company. You're calling Artisan Roofing or you're calling Owens Corning.
Wow, that's awesome.
So Owens Corning would actually pay us to go back and fix a roof that we did.
So they reached out to you, though, and what is the process of being identified in this 1% category?
So it's funny because I was approved as a preferred contractor for Owens Corning 14 years ago.
Okay.
And it's taken 14 years for me to, you know, get randomly inspected, slowly but surely start growing as a company.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, it's taken a lot of hard work, a dream team. I mean, I could not do any of this without our team.
And so when somebody goes to Owens Corning's website, right? So like a contractor, a general contractor, even a knowledgeable homeowner, like I like to consider myself, although I'm not nearly as smart as Matt. So Matt already knows this. However, you know, would go to the website and look up, you know, okay, I need somebody to install this and you're going to be identified.
Correct.
Right.
You're a property manager. The the association that you are managing gets nailed with hail damage.
Sure, sure.
And you don't know who to call. You can go to the Owens Corning website and we'll be number one.
Guys, we got to take a quick break and listen to our sponsors. However, we're hanging out in the studio with Artisan Roofing, JD Barton, and Nathan Graff. Guys, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about more roofing when we get back.
Sounds good.
Okay.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat Out Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha in the studio. Back in the studio with me, JD and Nathan with Artisan Roofing. Guys, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You know what I love about our conversation is that everybody who owns a home has a roof. At least I hope they do, unless it's being built, right?
Right.
And at some point they're going to look and they're going to ask some questions. And what I loved so much about when I had you guys on the show and I went home and I was looking at our roof with my wife. I was like, we got to call JD.
Definitely.
I have some questions.
Yeah. Give me a call.
Yeah. And he came out there, you guys got up on the roof and you took some measurements. And before I know it, I had a quote in my email box.
Right.
And it was perfect. It was like, it was easy and it was friendly and it wasn't scary at all.
Right. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I get scared when I call like the furnace guy. I'm like, oh, please, you know, don't tell me any really scary story. Right. You guys were solution based though. And you walked us through talking about the various products that we could go with.
Right.
And the pros and cons and ups and downs. And you even consulted with me on how I could talk to my insurance provider and say, listen, you know, we may want to look at filing a claim because there is wind damage on our roof. You made it easy.
Well, and like Nathan said back when we were talking earlier is, you know, we are entering their story.
Yeah.
We're not coming in to try to upsell you on something that you don't need.
Right.
We want to come in and provide a service for you. We want to tell you all about the roof that you have currently and try to make the best decision moving forward.
Right.
What's going to last the longest in your area? Where are the warranties at? Making sure you just understand the entire process.
Yeah, you got it. Let me ask you this, JD. If I were to, because you've been on my roof and you've seen the shingles that are missing, right?
Yes.
What if I was just like, I think my roof is good enough and I just ignored it? What would happen?
Well, you're going to be looking at a lot of problems down the future, you know, down the road.
Yeah.
You're going to be seeing probably issues inside your house.
Yeah.
And we see that all the time. We get calls after things have happened.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan, the shingles are there to keep the water out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so water getting into my attic, which the unfortunate thing there is I'm not in my attic every day.
Right.
So water, even at a very slow rate, entering my attic is going to take a long time for it just seeps through the ceiling. And then at that point, I've got a much bigger problem.
Yeah. You're talking about mold at that at that point. And,
yeah.
You know, you're just talking about health problems. You're talking about a lot of things that we come across.
Yeah. So best to call these guys right away.
Definitely.
Because it's going
to
be a lot.
If you have a little question, I mean, just give us a call. We want to start that relationship. We want to start talking to you.
Yeah.
So please just give us a call. If you see something on your roof that you're concerned about, we'll be there.
Let's say I'm an association owner or a president of an HOA, right? Or a condo community where at that point, the dues that I pay to live in my condo association are likely there to protect the outside of my structure, right? Because I probably share a wall or multiple walls and therefore I share roofs. With a 25-year warranty, is that a warranty that the condo association can also benefit from?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually had a HOA board meeting yesterday over Zoom with the property manager, and they were asking for different options. So we gave them, you know, Owens Corning shingles. We gave them a luxury shingle option. We gave them synthetic products an option. We gave them a metal roofing option. We gave them concrete tile because that's what's currently on there.
Yeah.
And they were all expecting us to sell them on the highest, but they asked us, if you were in our position, what would you do? And I just said, do you guys get up on your roofs to get your windows cleaned? And they said, yes. Gutters clean? Yes. Your chimneys clean? Well, yeah. And I just said, okay, so if I was responsible for maintaining these buildings, I would go with shingles just because the maintenance, you can walk on them, 25-year labor warranty. And they're like, but it's the cheapest option. And I just said, I was trying to tell you, we're entering your store. This is what's best for you.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
So it's not, you know, for us, we're not looking to sell somebody something they don't need.
Man, that's cool. That's a good testimony.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a great phrase too, by the way. We're entering your story. Yeah.
Nathan said that from the beginning.
That is a Corey, my vice president. I can't take that one. Corey, my vice president, that was his idea.
That's for you, Corey.
Yeah, love you, buddy.
yeah. That's cool. Guys, I mean, this has been fantastic, and I know that you're going to be participating in the home show that's coming to the Flathead Fairgrounds the weekend of March 2nd.
Yeah. Correct. Right. And we will also be doing another home show in Missoula the last weekend of March.
So this is your chance, homeowner, to come meet them. Mm-hmm. And I imagine you're going to have some product on display.
Yes.
Yeah, so go put your hands on some shingles and take a look at metal and talk to JD about the pros and cons of both and really just get to know these guys because they're here to help you stay protected in your home.
Absolutely.
Please stop by our booth. We'll be there. We'd love to see you and shake your hand.
That's cool. So in the event that they can't make it to the home show, how else can we learn more about you? Imagine there's a website, a phone number. Throw it out there.
Yeah, so we also are at 6 Sunset Plaza, Suite E.
Oh, nice.
If you ever want to come by and say hi, I mean, that we're like just north of downtown Kalispell.
Okay.
ArtisanRoofingUSA.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And imagine this video is going to go around those areas too.
Yes, sir.
Cool. ArtisanRoofingUSA.com.
Yep, USA.com.
Nathan, real fast, you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, because you started
33 years ago.
Wow. So you started when you were 2.
That's 6 years, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's super cool. Well, guys, I appreciate your craft. I appreciate your heart for the industry, JD. Thank you for the introduction. Guys, I'm floored by your passion for what you do, and I'm proud that we in the Flathead Valley have local professionals that really do care, local storefront, local business, helping locals stay dry and warm in their house.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So if you're an association president as well, get to know these guys because that is a powerful opportunity. Top 1%.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Justin.
JD Barton, Nathan Graff, Artisan Roofing. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, be safe, be well. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.